Welcome to the Beer and B Movies Podcast. I'm Michael.
And I'm John.
John, thanks for co-hosting today, buddy.
Cheers. Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
And thank you for opening up your studio. So, you picked today's movie. What are we talking about?
We're talking about I Bought a Vampire Motorcycle. Kind of checks all the boxes for me. I own a motorcycle, an English motorcycle, as well as a Harley. And I love vampires, so this is just super cool.
I've never heard of it either. When you told me about it, looked it up, and I said, how did this slip by? It was inspired after watching a screening of The Evil Dead.
I did not know that. That's super cool.
The filmmaker.
Great movie. Inspired. Great movie.
One of my favorites. This one starts like maybe The Evil Dead, and then it's a horror comedy or a comedy horror.
It's comedy horror for sure. Yeah. There's nothing scary about this.
No, the opening scene is kind of, you know, what happened?
It sets you up for like, oh, this is going to be dark. This is going to be horrible. Beer, this is my movie pick. What beer did you decide to pair with this movie?
Three Weavers gave us a 4-pack of different beers. My friend Manny down there. We've had Three Weavers on before. Huge fan. They're in Inglewood, California. They're one of my kind of local breweries. So when you've had their stuff before, you like it?
Yes, I've had. You send me care packages a lot, and I do love the Three Weavers.
They make some great stuff. So Manny set us up with Goldie, which is a light lager. Cape Weather, it's a German-style alt beer with kind of inspired by Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Cape Weather, it's vampire-themed. You see how that works? Cape.
And, vampires. You know, this is based in England. Going to need a cape a lot. It's real rainy and cold. Dark and Jammy, it's a dark sour ale with black currant, pomegranate, and plum.
Probably pours like a cup of blood.
Exactly. And then he gave me Cambodian Cowboy. It's a Cambodian coffee-inspired stout with coffee beans, palm sugar, and lactose. Got kind of a scary demon looking.
It's got a scary demon and cowboy. I think of, you know, motorcycles. People ride motorcycles. Cowboy. Absolutely. Steel horse I ride.
And it's a dark, dark beer. It's a stout, so dark. Jesus, like a vampire.
It's perfect. Only comes out at night.
So thanks a lot. Thanks, Manny. Thanks, Three Weavers, for sponsoring this episode. And let's get into it.
Let's dive into this. I Bought a Vampire Motorcycle. Movie starts off with, you know, of course, it has to have a satanic ritual. That's how else do you start a movie? That's going to be a vampire motorcycle.
motorcycle gang out just, I don't know, in an abandoned lot.
Yeah, they're like under an overpass or something like that. And I didn't know, I didn't know that this took place in England. I thought this was in LA or something like that. It had that kind of like vibe, I guess. Yeah. It was weird. But yeah, a bunch of chopper dudes hanging around. They got a fire going, like... They're cutting a chicken's throat and pouring the blood into a cup. I'm like, what is going on here? And it's getting weird. And then all of a sudden, as they're performing this ritual, another gang shows up. They're rolling in nice and quiet. They stop and they're scouting out and they're watching these guys' satanic rituals. And then they attack and all hell breaks loose.
With a crossbow.
It's a crossbow.
Which is another reason we can tell we're not in LA and we're in England because yeah, their weapon of choice is a crossbow.
A
machine gun.
Everywhere.
I just kind of pictured the other guys in the satanic gang because this dude's taking his shit. He's taking his stuff really seriously.
Oh, dude, they're into it.
And the other guys kind of feel like some of them are going, oh, this guy again.
Ted's making us do this again.
I just wanted to go to the pub and get a little drink on. And this guy goes, no, we're going to go to the abandoned lot and do a satanic ritual to raise Aruman. We couldn't figure out, is it Aruman or Elamond?
Those were demons. Those were demons, and we don't know. I don't think
he does. He does say.
Does he?
Okay. He mentions, he's like, oh, Aruman.
Okay, well, then yeah, they're bringing back a demon.
Always a good idea. Just raise like really dangerous vampire demons.
Yeah.
That always goes well. You know?
I've never seen it not go well. But yeah, so they shoot, the rival gang shows up.
He shoots this motorcycle, there's a Norton motorcycle, which will be our vampire motorcycle, spoiler alert,
but shoots the tank of it, and this gets everybody, oh my god, what the hell's going on? And then the gang's coming down, and they're attacking everybody. They're doing just goofy, like, you can tell this is a goofy movie already. Like, they're doing the fight scenes where the guy, like, gets on all fours, and the other dude pushes him, you know, pushes the other guy over top of him to knock him over.
Comical.
It's ridiculous, right? Yeah. It's just ridiculous.
This isn't Jackie Chan choreographing these.
No.
Because, I mean, it's just like, clear, someone punches someone, they miss him by a foot and a half.
Yeah, exactly.
The guy acts like he just got blasted.
Yeah, and they do the whole, like, you know, he's taking an axe to somebody, but you don't see the axe. But then all that horrible fighting ends with the leader of, the satanic leader, falling into the fire. After the attack and his face gets started on fire and he gets his face melted off
and you see the little demon
But then the demon shows up.
And goes into him.
Yeah, yeah.
And it took me a while because Norton ends up developing the arrows and shooting arrows at everybody later.
Super spoiler alert.
It took me a couple viewings. I kept thinking, why is it doing that? And then I realized it got shot with that arrow, and that just must be something that it did. Is like, I'm absorbing this arrow, so right. Now I can shoot.
I didn't think of that at all.
Because I was wondering, why does this thing shoot the crossbow darts? What's going on there? And then I realized, no.
That's how it got.
I okay. think it is.
That makes sense. I had no idea about that at all.
It shows you how many times I watched this movie. Watched it several. Jesus. You bought it for me.
I did. I bought it.
Because we could not find it.
It's impossible to
find. For whatever reason, the producers of this movie are bound and determined to keep anyone from streaming this on YouTube. It's nowhere. Or
yeah, you can find it on Amazon. That's and pretty much what I'm saying. So dude gets the bike gang leaves, kills all the satanic worshippers, so we think. Actually, they did kill everybody because the leader gets resurrected. The demon goes into him and he gets up and he's, you know, making these weird noises and walking around like a zombie and shit like that. And he goes up to the motorcycle because he's like, I need to get my revenge on these bastards. And he gets in, he grabs the motorcycle and he looks in the motorcycle and it got shot, right? So there's no gas in the tank. Or should we say, we have to say petrol for this entire show. Petrol. It's petrol. There's no petrol in the gas tank. So what does this dude do? Which makes sense, right? You're going to rip your throat open and pour your body, your blood into the gas tank. I have no idea why he did that, but
because you gotta have a vampire motorcycle.
This is the only way to do it. So he empties his blood into the motorcycle tank, which then turns the motorcycle into the vampire.
You know, when you do a vampire movie, you can kind of make up your own rules, and that's what they did.
Yeah, demonic possession leads to self-sacrificing himself. He's becoming the motorcycle now, right? Exactly. That's what happened. So,
and at this point, you think, "Ooh, this is going to be a scary, gory movie."
Kind of,
yeah. Because after this, we meet our quote-unquote hero.
He is the hero, the main character. Naughty.
He's going to go because he hears there's a damaged commando, which is the Norton commando, is the bike. Is this a bike? You know more about bikes. Is this a known bike?
The Norton Command. Yes, it's a known bike. English bike. Really, it's a well made bike. This is, I mean, English bikes in general are kind. They were kind of they had problems because they have, the Norton Commando though was spot on. It was a tank. Yeah, it would make sense to use that as your main bike for the movie, right? Your main character bike, I guess.
Because Naughty, he runs a motorcycle delivery service.
They're in a bike messenger, Warhead dispatch is what it's called.
And he heard about this Norton Commando that's slightly damaged, only had like fallen off the truck once. You know?
Right.
And the guy wants 1,500 pounds.
1,500, yep. And then Naughty's like, I can't be, no way.
1,100 cash.
I'll give you 1,000. And then he goes to 1,100 cash, I believe, right?
Yeah.
It's like, well, there's a hole in the gas tank. Oh, you can fix that, blah, blah, blah.
Well, and the guy's just casually talking about, like, oh, the owner of this is dead. This guy died.
He doesn't.
Just no laughing about it.
No, it's like, no. it's a point. Like, dude's dead. So he does buy he gets the Norton. Naughty buys the Norton.
And we meet his quote-unquote friend, Buzzer.
Buzzer. He's a great dude. Because the first thing he does is steals the petrol cap off the bike.
Yeah, and then like very openly hits on Naughty's girlfriend, Kim.
Oh, very much so. Just easy. I'd take a turn on that. You know, like, come on, dude. And Naughty's just like, shut up.
He doesn't care because Naughty's a pig. He proves himself over and over and over. He's just a gross pig.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care at all. He cares about himself and his bikes. That's about it. And then the next day, we realize Buzzer's something happened at Buzzer's apartment. So Naughty goes to investigate.
And Buzzer's been torn apart.
Well, he's been torn apart. He's been viciously murdered. But the best part is you walk in, and before you get into the apartment, you see the door. Remember, the door's got this, it's been broken into, and it looks like a cross, but it's from the motorcycle doing.
Tire tracks in the walls. It was like driving in the walls. His neighbor, a little old lady, comes out and says to Naughty, talks about, oh, I thought he was watching those video nasties. You know the video nasties, right?
Mm-mm.
Video nasties. England does a little more censoring of things than the United States. So movies, and especially in the 80s with the slasher movies, they had a list, video nasties, movies that were banned.
Oh, wow.
And they were called the video nasties.
That was
the list. So if you go back and find like a lot of movies that were banned in England, people would try to get them, and then later they loosened it up. But yeah, the video nasties, they're mentioned twice.
Oh man, I had no idea. Yeah. I thought he was just watching porn.
Video nasties, they're usually slashers, really gory, violent. They were like, we don't really dig the violence.
And that's what we walked into in Buzzer's house is violence. There's tire tracks up and down the walls, or what is supposed to be tire tracks. It looks like so poor. It's just, and the blood splatters, and it looks like somebody took a squirt gun and just squirted the walls with not blood. It does not look like blood.
And we meet Inspector Cleaver.
Oh, he's so great. And the music starts playing.
Some sort of clown show.
Yeah, like, what am I watching now?
And his outfit is weird because I think we both thought this. We thought at some point this dude was going to break out and be our Van Helsing character.
Yeah, he's got the investigator look on him. He's got the coat. He's got
the glasses.
He's kind of weird. He's got horrible breath
that people are always
Everyone's talking about the breath. It smells. Well, what's that smell? It smells like garlic. He's like, I don't smell a thing. Well, of course, because you've been eating garlic. And he's like, can you identify the body? He's like, I guess I can. And he's like, well, there's not much of it. And he pulls back the blanket to reveal Buzzer's head. And Naughty's, oh, God, that's Buzzer, all right. I'd know his head anywhere, is what he says. Just silly little weird quips like that,
making jokes. It's not his like Buzzer to dead. Go to pieces.
Yeah, exactly. His buddy is decapitated on the floor.
And then the bike pervs on Kim.
Well, yeah, they're there. He's cleaning the bike up, and he's asking, is the tank on straight and stuff like that? And you get the POV of the motorcycle through the headlamp. And it's she's bending over to look at it to see if there's some cleave. There's some cleavage. So yeah, he's perving on that, and then she spills a tea and she's wiping her
naughty,
come on now. She's wiping and the motorcycle is just perving on it. Just being creepy as hell. So he's like, all right, I'm gonna get this thing going. I'm gonna start the bike up and I'm gonna take it for the first ride. And so he kicks it, it gets going. And he goes off to get a helmet, whatever, to get ready. And she's kind of walking around the bike, and she's looking at it. And she seems very interested in the bike. And she eventually gets on top of the bike, gives it a little rev. And it seems like it's like the vampire seduction thing that exactly. Dracula would do, right? Mm-hmm. And so he's driving this bike, and he's driving around town. It's night. Everything's great. Everything's groovy. And then we see the motorcycle gang from the beginning of the movie.
Which I just got to say, they're supposed to be Hell's Angels. Half of them look like old men.
They're Bell's Angels. They're old men. They're just idiots.
They went to the crew and they said, hey, are your dads available to be extras in this movie?
Like, yeah, my uncle's. He's laying around on the couch. He can do this.
I'm a postman. I deliver the post.
So yeah, so Naughty's driving the motorcycle, no big deal. And all of a sudden the motorcycle senses or sees the rival gang that killed his former owner, whatever.
Vengeance
starts, and all of a sudden the motorcycle starts going back and forth, and Naughty can't control the thing, and he's like, oh dear God, and the motorcycle runs right into the pack of the motorcycle gang and makes them spill their bikes everywhere, and then they're all, God, we're gonna get you. And Naughty's like just completely baffled as to what happened. He's freaked out, and he gets home and sits down. He's like, oh, the weirdest thing happened. The drive shaft went out or something. It just had a mind of its own. She's like, well, maybe you should have a drink. So he takes a big pull out of a bottle of vodka or whatever it is.
What is just sitting on a stand just, next right, to the couch? Just right keep your bottle of yeah. vodka.
Just right, handy. Ready to go whenever you need it.
I love when he starts getting high and she goes, well, you're going to be a lot of fun tonight.
Right.
And this is, we get into the whole dream sequence thing. So we think is this even real?
This is happening, or is it? Because as soon as he lights that joint,
Inspector Cleaver shows up.
Out of nowhere. Hey, I'm here. I got to ask you a few more questions. What's that smell? Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, actually, she smells it too. Yeah. She's like, what's that smell?
And his goofy music. And he thought I'd leave this with you when he opens the bag.
It's Buzzer's head.
And then he wakes up.
He's waking, and he's screaming, sweating.
We assume, and later it comes up, we assume the accident happened with the motorcycle gang, but when he gets home...
What we saw was his dream.
Would we assume that when he starts smoking weed, that's when the dream starts? Or do you think that whole thing...
I think it was just a dream.
Because then we get to the more like the most disturbing part of the movie, because he goes right into another dream where he's peeing... He gets up from the toilet.
He's not peeing. He's definitely not peeing.
Yeah, because he looks back in the toilet and there's...
Naughty. Hey, Naughty. Look down here, Naughty.
A poop starts talking to him.
It's a poop talking to him. And who is it? It's Buzzer as a turd talking to him. Oh, down here, Naughty. I'm down here. And he's like, what? He's staring at it. It's a talking turd. And then it jumps.
Into his mouth.
It leaps out of the toilet into his mouth. And I'm just like, what in the... And you told me when we were looking this movie up, you're like, there's the only thing I can find is a scene where a turd's in someone's mouth. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, how is that into a vampire motorcycle movie?
Yeah, if you Google this movie, you kind of what might pop up is really early is something like the poop talking poop.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It really is. It's upsetting.
But, so it jumps into his mouth and he's thrown back. He's got his arms flailing around. He's bouncing across the bathroom into everything. And I'm thinking the whole time, why aren't you pulling this thing out of your mouth? Jesus. And he eventually goes to grab it and he's tugging. Like he's got a tug on this thing. And it's just like, so many things come to mind. Either way.
It's really upsetting.
It's disgusting. It's really bad.
I had a problem with it.
I know.
I really do.
And so did he, because he wakes up from the dream and he's biting his, he's got the bed sheets in his mouth like it's the turd. And he's just like, oh my God, another horrible dream.
So let's jump to Buzzer's funeral.
Okay.
Because we get to all his buddies are dragging his body to the funeral, and we get the first instance, the Hell's Angels come, we get the first instance of this little old man who keeps popping up. It's
he
the same guy.
He does pop up, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just this weird kind of British comedy that keeps happening.
It's because, the old guy crossing the road.
Because the bike won't go because it's daytime. The bike will only be ridden and go out in the night.
Correct.
And it's a vampire. And that's to me, that is how the Naughty did not get found out, because the Hells Angels, he had to ride his other bike. Because the Hells Angels know about the Norton.
They know the Norton, they don't know the rider.
Yeah, so they go by and they're like catcalling this funeral.
They're spraying beer on everybody. They're like, go give your mom a tug, blah. It's like, what is going on here?
And they're like, you bastards. And then he notices, whoa, those are the guys that ran off the road.
Yeah, Naughty's like, oh, they didn't think, thank God they didn't see me. Head, right, I'm going to hide behind Buzzer's dead body.
Yeah, and they end up they hit an old man. The old man's crossing the street, and he goes, "You kids, watch where
damn
you're going!"
Motorcycle.
He's yelling at the motorcycles. A car comes and hits.
He gets knocked. He gets hit by.
But he comes back. They keep bringing him back.
That's number one. We'll get to it. Yeah. This is the first time this guy's been hit by a car. Oh yeah, that's great beer. Very nice beer. The next scene we have is the bike is sitting. Naughty's going to take it out again.
It's the big fight. Let's go out for a pint.
We're gonna head to the pub. We're gonna head to the M&B pub, and they show up, and he orders,
gets
drink,
a pint of ale,
cider.
She gets
a cider. She gets a vodka tonic tall.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, well done. Good memory.
I'm a bartender. So they order their drinks, and as they're inside, and he ordered a bag of crisps too.
Oh yeah, you always got to get your crisps.
They're in there as they're getting their drinks. The motorcycle gang shows up, and one of the leader's like, we're going to go in there and get him. He's like, well, do you think that the owner of the bike's in the pub? And he's like, what do you think, you dumbass? Of course these in here, these are not the smartest gang members ever. So they head in, and Naughty and the girl, what's his girlfriend's name?
Kim.
Kim, thank you. Yeah. They're playing pool. They're having a good time. Billiards. We got to remember to say the right things here.
Well, the owner, the leader of the group walks into the bar, proceeds to shoot the bar with his crossbow.
Yeah.
And the owner, his attitude is like, you guys, I told you not to come bring that in here. And he goes, I don't want to do anything. And the owner is pretty accepting because another guy has an axe.
Yeah, he
kind of wags his finger. Don't start any trouble while you're here.
So they order 10 pints of lager and a bag of crisps, right? That's what they got to do. And so the owner or the head gang member sees Naughty and his girlfriend. They're the only people here. So he puts two and two together. That's got to be the guy that was on the motorcycle. We got to talk to you. You ran us off the road and made us spill our bikes, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, takes a big swig out of his beer, and his beer's pouring down his face, and it pretty much tells him, like, we're going to...
And you got the obligatory fat guy with a beard in the gang.
And he's hitting on Kim.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll show you something.
Yeah, I wouldn't even call it hitting. He's kind of sexually assaulting.
Yeah,
her.
He's
pawing. I
mean, he's getting at it, and he's like, I'll show you my chopper. And she's like, I might need a magnifying glass for this, right?
Yeah, which also happens to be his name. His nickname is Chopper.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know, dude. Buzzer and Chopper and Naughty. It's like, it's great.
So but he says that.
This whole fight, dude.
It's amazing. It looks like something out of a Renaissance movie. So all of a sudden, she threatens him. He loses his mind, Chopper, and he takes his axe and smashes the pool table. And then the gang leader starts attacking Naughty. And this kick-ass song comes on. Sounds like The Replacements, but really bad.
It is. Yeah. This rock and roll music they're doing is great. It reminds me of stuff you would hear coming out of the Soviet Union, like before you know, the wall came down.
Oh, yeah,
and once in a while you'd find some video where they'd be like, this is a rock and roll band from the USSR. And it was people who probably got some grainy like tape of the Beatles, and they would just be playing the cheesiest rock and roll.
It's so and so, yeah, it's cheesy, so cheesy rock's playing. And it's just that it's like two. Yeah, we don't need to get into that. Either way, this fight ensues, and they go from the pool room into a giant dining room area.
It's a Donnybrook.
It's a Donnybrook, exactly. It looks like something out of a Renaissance movie, like we know where the hero comes in and tries to save the damsel.
Kim gets away.
And then, yeah, exactly.
There's 15 of these guys.
There's 15. Well, there's 10 because he ordered 10 pints. But either way, there's 10 of these guys. He's going head to head with the gang leader who grabs. There's full armor. Right?
Like yeah.
English armor with swords and axes. And we're talking like the long tables that you'd see in Renaissance, old medieval movies. And they're doing the whole, they grab the swords and they start doing sword fighting. They're fencing each other on top of these tables while the rest of the gang's kind of like watching, making noises, like throwing stuff around. Oh, the chopper's destroying everything with his axe because that's what he does.
Yeah.
They're also trying to get Kim. And Kim's, did you notice Kim doing like really bad backwards like cartwheels and stuff like that to evade
the
gang leaders.
Oh, I noticed. The choreography on this is so fantastic. It's great. And you, I like how you said fencing because I went, these guys have never taken a fencing lesson
in
their life.
No, they're swinging.
Like, I think we could just take a couple of pool cues and probably do a better job right now than those dudes.
Yeah, so eventually she gets out. He's like, go get the bike. We got to get out of here. So she gets out. He jumps on the chandelier.
Old
again.
School Errol Flynn style, buddy.
Swings across the room, gets out of the room, gets chased up a flight of stairs. He throws like, you know, a coat rack down to stop these 10 guys, which, you know, of course, slows them. Oh, God, we can't. What a coat rack.
Dang it.
And he's like, and the leader looks at him. He's like, all right, time to die. And he's like, actually, no, it's time to escape. And he flips out the window, gets on the bike. They get out. Thank God.
And then I love how the owner comes walking into this trash
completely
room.
Demolished room.
Great, like wonderful bit of British humor. He walks in and he goes, you go for 10 points and your crisps.
Who loaded the crisps?
Oh,
dude, plane. Your entire place is destroyed. And the thing is that the gang stays there.
Yeah, because we come back later and they leave. So obviously they were we're going to enjoy our pints now.
Yeah, this is later. Yeah, so after the Naughty and Kim escape, they're hungry. You know, they gotta get some Chinese food.
And we get all these like if you've looked at British culture or anything, you have little things where they're really into like their curries and you know Asian food. So we get these little nods to like British cultural, crossroads because they're gonna go get some Chinese food. First of all, the name of the place is FU. Space King.
And as soon as they show up, there's a gong being played. Bong. Come on.
Yeah. And she wants some curry. He goes in. The owner is just one of those. He just stares at him.
He doesn't say a word.
Doesn't say a damn
word.
But
I think he knows what's going on. I think he knows the evilness that's lurking outside as the Norton. He's ordering garlic prawns.
And she starts yelling, garlic prawns.
And as soon as that happens.
Loads of garlic
prawns. And that's when the bike takes off with her on it.
All right, so
we're
transitioning here.
We're transitioning as
Goldie. That was your first time having it, right? Or did I send you?
You sent me Goldie before. It's really, really, really nice beer.
You made a pretty interesting observation because there's a slight yeastiness to it that almost is reminiscent of a wine.
It tastes it kind of has a wine flavor note to it. But it's just your classic light.
It's a drinkable beer.
Yeah, it's light. It's easy. You go great with Chinese takeout.
Next up is Cape Weather. It's a German style alt beer. On the label, it's Larry David in a cape. I don't know if I've seen the episode. If you know Curb Your Enthusiasm, I think there was an episode where he tried to become a cape guy.
Like okay, that sounds about right.
That's a choice.
Cape guy.
You know,
it's a cool choice. I don't know. Not many. I don't see many cape people.
No, and you there's a certain type of person that you got to be to pull it off. You don't want to be too short or people are going to think you're a hobbit. No, cheers, bud.
Cheers, bud. Thank you so much again.
Thank you, Three Weavers. Alt beers, it should taste like a specific thing.
Sure. You know, should be
if
malt.
You go, this is my hoppy malt alt beer, I'd go, you did that wrong.
Yeah, there's no.
Get
no,
out.
You
go away.
You messed up, bud.
Yeah.
This is great, especially, we're sitting here in Iowa right now where it's cold and this is that nice malty, nutty, biscuity. Warm biscuit. Yeah.
Yeah. Nut.
Just really, really, really good. Tasty. AF, as the kids would say.
Yeah, because we try to keep it clean here at Beer and Bee Movies.
AF.
We're family friendly.
Okay, so let's get back into what's going on here. They escape the gang. They get a bite to eat. She yells garlic prawns, loads of them. The bike says, oh, God, no.
Yeah.
And takes off, right? Takes off, goes.
Kidnaps her.
Kidnaps her, pretty much.
Yeah.
And he walks out, and he's bike's gone, and what does he say?
He calls her a bitch.
He calls her a bloody tart.
A bloody tart. He calls a bloody tart.
We've got, I think I've got, also, he cheers every time. Well, no, we shouldn't cheers when he calls his girlfriend horrible names, but there's multiple.
No, he's terrible.
He badmouths her all the time.
Yeah, to her face. And then he's just gross, like groping her in the morning and saying crude things.
Yeah.
And then like, that's how you try to like get a little morning loving. Creep.
That's, you know, they're motorcycle people. It's
just, and she sticks around. Well, I think she could do better.
She probably could. Yeah.
If I knew Kim, I'd say, hey, I'm spoken for, but I think you can do better. This isn't me trying to pick you up. You can do better than this guy.
Now, some, you know, she likes it.
He paid $1,100.
He lied.
He didn't pay $600.
He lied. Every time.
Liar.
So,
the bike wants to kill her.
Bike's trying to kill her.
But.
Bike's trying to kill her.
It's a vampire.
And guess what? He throws her off the bike. She's on the ground screaming as it does this great thing where it does these like wheelies. Really slow wheelies. It's just the shot of the bike up in the air, the front tires in the air, and the wheels barely spinning. It's just like,
I would think if it was an actual vampire, it would be like when it does the slow walk and like raises its arm,
sure,
and its cape spreads.
Yeah,
and it's hard to do with a motorcycle.
How do you make it scary?
I know.
It's a motorcycle. Oh,
just do a it's on a ramp and you just do a wheelie.
Yeah, it's just doing like really slow wheelie pops.
But she's wearing a crucifix.
She's got a crucifix on because all of a sudden it's.
That's one thing throughout any vampire story. The crucifix is a good weapon against.
It's always a good weapon. And garlic.
And garlic.
And good old sunlight, right? You can't beat those things.
So sunlight's kind of sketch because they can sometimes be in the sunlight.
Yeah.
Dracula was out in the sunlight.
Was he?
He just was less powerful.
Oh.
I think he could appear in the daylight. It was just that was when he's at his weakest. He'd be like, hey, everybody.
I'm a weakling.
I'm just.
Don't challenge me to an arms.
Nice fella.
Yeah.
No, my name is Dr. Acula. I'm not Dracula.
Dr. Acula. So Bike leaves her. And we forgot to say when the whole thing was going down at the pub, the Norton, the vampire motorcycle, was smashing the other motorcycles. Like it was doing wheelies and knocking them over. And it comes back to finish the job. So it comes back to the pub, and that's what I was saying. We see that the gang is still at the pub. They're laying on the pool table finishing their beers. They haven't been kicked out. I have no reason why this owner's just like, oh, yeah, finish your beers. No, these guys should have been kicked out, right? But
yeah,
they're still there.
They should be 86th.
They come out, and guess what? The bike's back up. It's back at ripping their bikes up, and Chopper comes out and sees it. And he's like, I'm going to teach you a lesson, Bike, and he jumps on the motorcycle. He's gonna take it. He's gonna teach it a lesson by taking it for a ride. I have no idea. I would assume that he was taking it to trash it.
You're gonna have to carry my fat butt around. That's gonna be the lesson. I'm gonna ruin your suspension.
Right, exactly. I'm gonna take you on a bumpy road. I'm gonna put sugar in your gas tank. Right.
Ooh, oh, God, a banana rude. In your tailpipe.
Oh God, that's rude. Sounds like I say cheers, but no, thank you. So the bike, of course, takes control. And we forgot to mention too that when the bike becomes the vampire, or shows itself, the headlight turns red. And all of a sudden, the headlight red. And it does this funny thing. It just rocks back and forth. That's all it does. It just rocks back and forth, and whoever's on it, whether it be Naughty or
they,
Kim or
they
Chopper.
They have the thing on a trailer, yeah. And it's just, that's all they're able to.
You can hear me right now rocking back and forth.
Exactly.
And he's, oh, God, I can't
and
steer this
like,
thing.
Spikes come out?
Not yet. No, spikes do come out
spikes
on this one.
Spikes come out.
So
it starts putting spikes like the arrows coming out,
coming
stabbing
out of,
Chopper.
Out of his gas
and,
tank.
And he's going, oh. I like how he's just like, oh, bleep. And it's like, and I'd be going, like freaking out, trying to fall off the bike. He just seems like, that really hurts. And I'd be
yeah,
going, how is this
jumping.
Thing sprouting arrows?
Why am I not jumping off
what
the
is
bike?
Going on? And then we get more humor with the graffiti artists.
And then it cuts to some graffiti artists, and they're doing a nice little mural.
What do you think of this, Joel?
They're stoned as hell.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, man, it's a masterpiece. But you know, it could use a little more red.
Whoa.
And what happens? The bike crashes into the gate in front of him and just splatters Chopper. And Chopper becomes splattered all over the
he's
wall.
He's the red that
he's
they
the
need.
Red.
And they just kind of derp, derp, derp.
God.
No, this movie kind of grew on me a little
bit. It's still coming back for more. It's trying to kill the gang.
Of course.
That's its main goal, is to kill
yeah.
them for sure.
And meanwhile, Noddy's just going, that tart, he's not really even concerned.
He calls. He makes a call. He's like,
he's at home having some food and just hanging out.
He's just ripping some, he's got a beer going.
Like, come in, she's took me, bike.
Well, if you see her, let me know. It's Paul McCartney. He reminded me of Paul McCartney the whole movie. I'm like, oh, it's a young Paul McCartney. This is nice.
Paul McCartney's dirtball brother.
Exactly.
That he never speaks of.
Steve McCartney.
Steve McCartney.
Whatever happened to Steve?
You can call me Steve-o.
God.
So it does. It kills the angels and shoots the leader in the butt with the arrow. This,
yeah. All the arrows that you speak of, all of a sudden it's coming back. And it's got arrows, and it's doing more than just shooting. Like, it's running them off the road. They're running into cars. It also is doing the super wheelie, but where the fork is, there's these horrible blades that are coming out, and he decapitated, like, everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Not only does he kill him, but he decapitates him. The gang leader gets shot in the ass and goes running off, but he gets stopped. The pursuit stops because the bike rolls up, and there's a sign. With a cross on it.
There's entering, I guess, a church zone. I guess they have that. I mean, they have something. They have something called an accident hospital. That, Jesus. I mean, I guess maybe you have a little sign.
Either way, there's a road sign that has
and the bike, of course, is like full wheelie mode. It turns on its wheelie and is like, whoa, I can't go any further.
180 spin.
Yeah, and dude walks into the emergency room. He's like, I got an arrow in me bum. Everybody's going to sound like and that, gonna, by the way.
Yeah, I know. It's unfortunate.
You know what? And the thing is, we can do that accent, but there's no way in hell if that Asian shop owner spoke, I would never do that.
No, you've been like, are you sure you don't want more garlic prawns, sir?
Yeah, I would. But I'm going to do that.
Everyone's
going to sound like someone from the yellow submarine. But I love how they just kind of, they look at him and they go, you get to wait, mister, or take a seat. And he goes, I think I'll stand.
Yeah.
You know,
I got something up my bum. The hospital does call and says, hey, by the way, Kim's at the hospital. And Naughty's like, and that's where he calls him, that stupid bitch.
Yeah.
What number? He's just so rude.
Horrible. I was half expecting him to go like, what about me bike?
Mm-mm. No, no.
He doesn't, but he does call her the B word.
He calls her the B word. The gang, the cops are starting to show up now. They're like, well, there's something weird going on, you know. And this is where you see the Hell's Angels. It's all heads. I'm telling you.
Just lined up on the curb.
Just seven heads decapitated right there. I'm like, well, this is a little odd. We should probably look into this.
So casual, so British about it. Just like bodies exploding all over, and they're just going like, check it out.
Yeah, it's just
it's an odd bit of heads
really,
over there.
Really lost his head on that one, didn't he? The Norton's out killing people. He kills some random girl, like chases her into an alleyway. He's, like, he's just, the vampire's loose, and he's out for blood.
And we get the good old-fashioned police brutality, because Roach, the leader of the Hell's Angels, Cleaver takes him into a room. And they say, you know, what happened? He says, well, this bike came and nobody was riding it and they killed me mates.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just smashing his head.
They are smashing it and just blood everywhere.
And this is another, when this is over, the cop that's beating him all of a sudden becomes really nice. And he's like, you planning a holiday this year? And he talks about going to Spain or something. And what I love is, again, it's this like kind of British thing where he goes, oh, yeah, me and the missus are going to like Spain or Portugal. And he goes, it's wonderful. They have great fish and chips. Everyone speaks English. Proper Spanish vacation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's that idea
of Spanish vacation.
Like, I want to go to this place, but I don't want to deal with any culture other than the white culture.
Than the one that I know.
I want. It's like the people who travel and they go, I'm going to eat at McDonald's because I'm afraid to try this Southern food. Or being rude, doesn't believe her, even though he had the experience of the bike going off on its own.
He's not admitting that happened.
No, he did. He told her, he's like, it looks like it had a mind of its own.
Yeah, but he's not really doing anything about it. He's like, it's a cool bike. Maybe he's possessed. Maybe he is, you know, been taken over with some sort of mysticism.
Maybe like the Renfield.
Correct.
I don't know. I didn't get that, but I never thought about it. You know?
Well, the man loves his bike. Well, so everything's going on.
Get like, some drunk driving humor.
Oh, there was a good drunk driving.
When the cop gets beheaded, I like that part. I haven't had a constable. A drunkstable.
And
I
then,
think he mixes it up. Like I'm in a
crank. Well, because he's drunk.
Yeah, he's drunk.
Of course.
And then the bike
just rolls through, chops his head off.
Just chop. At this point, the bike is on full. Just I'm killing.
He's
everything.
He knows.
Rampage.
Like, I'm gonna kill everything. Yeah. I have to now. It's got blood. It's got the taste of blood.
I can do this.
Why is it a vampire? It's just taking people's heads off.
You know.
It hasn't sucked anyone's blood.
The dog. I think it ate the dog.
It ate the dog.
And then it eats the traffic cop, bites her hand off, and then eats her.
That's coming up. That's coming up.
I know.
That is coming up. So so guess what? The old man from earlier shows back up.
Yes.
This is another the old man part.
Yeah. Oh, and I like for some reason he's in a wheelchair because he got hit by
a
car.
He's getting out of the hospital and at the dead of night apparently.
Is he? Because it looks like the nurse is taking him out for a stroll about town.
Well, maybe he's still in there.
It's the middle of the night, like, oh, time to go for a walk.
Take me out. Either way, Norton flies by and misses him, and we're like, oh God, like we think the Norton's gonna kill him, but no. The Norton misses him, and the cops pursuing the Norton hits the old man. Man gets hit again.
This
guy's having the worst luck.
Stay away from Rhodes, bud.
Jeez Louise. Jeez Louise.
Oh, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Really enjoying the Cape weather.
The Cape weather is nice. So back to the parking cop. The same night, Norton's out ripping around. It's run out of gas or blood, shall we call it? Actually, we should call it blood because that's what it runs on. Yeah. Duh. And it's
petrol.
Petrol is blood. It's sitting on the street, and a parking cop comes by, and she's like, "Oh, I'm just gonna write this ticket for this stupid man." She starts scribbling the ticket out and goes to put it on the bike. And what happens?
I don't know everything about British culture, but do their meters go all night?
Apparently.
In most cities, it's 6 o'clock is kind of the cutoff. This is midnight, and you're supposed to be punching your meter at midnight?
It's very light. Either way, the vampire's not having anything to do with the ticket. So its headlight turns into teeth and literally bites this woman and eats her, because and all of a sudden you see that the tank is getting filled back up with blood, blah, blah, blah. The Norton makes it back to the garage right before sunrise, where Naughty comes in to find the bike the next day. And this is after Kim's like, "It's possessed. You got to get rid of it." And he's like, you're crazy. And he walks in there and he sees the bike is back.
With a foot in its mouth.
With a foot stuck into the headlight. He's like, "Oh my God, what do we do now?" And he's like, "All right, this is real."
I love that he makes the jump. Like, then he goes, "It must be a vampire."
I got to do something.
He went from nothing to it must be a vampire.
So Naughty, he's not complete idiot. He's like, "Well, what do you do with vampires?" "I got to go to a church." So he goes to a church, and he's pounding on it, and it's right in the morning. He's pounding. I need to see a vicar. I need to see a vicar. He keeps yelling. They're like, "What? What do you mean?" I was like, "I need to see a priest."
But
he's
at a Catholic church. That's my correct guess. Is he's at a Catholic church because he goes, "You need a priest?"
Yeah, exactly. He's like, "Just shut up. You know what I'm talking about, right?" So the guy eventually lets him in, and he's like, "All right, you want to talk to a priest? Here you go," and sends him to a confessional booth.
Yes.
And he's like, "What is going on?" He's like,
"What can I do for you, my son?"
And he's like, "Oh, my worship." He's like, "No, you can call me father. You don't need to call me worship." And he's like, "It's me motorbike. It's a vampire." It's like,
"Are you sure you don't need a mechanic?"
Exactly. And this is where the big reveal comes in.
But it's not a big reveal.
It's the biggest reveal ever. Because then it's like, "I need to speak with you outside." So they leave the confessional booth. And who is it? None other than Anthony Daniels.
Not
C-3PO is the priest. Boom!
Yeah.
Greatest surprise ever.
Spoiler alert, John's a huge Star Wars
I'm a
nerd.
Huge Star Wars dork. And I didn't know that he was in this movie at all. Like, zero idea until you...
Really?
No, dude.
I thought you're the one
tunnel
who
visioned,
told me.
I tunnel visioned right to vampire motorcycle. I'm like, "That's great, let's do it." And then I find out after I get the movie, like, oh my God, Anthony, he's the priest.
And, I mean, his claim to fame is, like, he's done C-3PO, and he was one of the voices in Ralph Bakshi's The Hobbit.
Sure.
I think it was Hobbit or The Lord of the Rings. Ralph Bakshi is a famous, animated movies.
Mm-hmm.
And he did The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings in the late 70s. And he had an idea. He wanted to do the full Lord of the Rings, and he ran out of funding. So he put it all into one movie. But Anthony Daniels also did one of the voices there.
There you
go. I think he was Aragorn. I can't remember which one he was.
He's C-3PO forever.
Yeah, but again, you're not going to know that unless he was in C-3PO's outfit.
Or if you're a super fan. Myself. Either way, so C-3PO, I'm just going to refer to C-3PO.
If you were having lunch next to Anthony Daniels, you wouldn't even know who it was.
Yes, I would.
I bet you wouldn't.
Sure would.
$5?
No. Either way, so the priest is like, "Okay, you got yourself a problem."
Yeah.
"And I can help you here."
Pull the other one.
Naughty's like, "You need a lift?" And he's like, "No." He's got his own ride.
Mm.
Anthony Daniels.
Real quick.
Yeah.
The priest is the second
Anthony
time. The priest mentions the video horribles.
Oh, did
again,
he?
He calls them video horribles, but it's another reference. He's like, "Are you sure you haven't been watching those video horribles?"
God, it's back. It's back. Either way,
Priest, it's a tricycle. Are they called tricycle?
It's a trike. It's called a trike. So the next scene is the priest, all clad in black with the cape on.
Yes.
It's cape weather. He's got a big black cape on. Here, he's riding a trike.
Cape weather.
He's riding a chopper trike, which I didn't think anything of it until I was driving around the other day. And I was like, holy crap, it's perfect. This is, the priest is riding a trike because it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's the divine Trinity.
The Holy Trinity.
It's the Trinity, dude. And yeah. It's like, oh my God. I hope to God that that's how they wrote it, because that's a no-brainer, and that was so cool.
Well, even if they didn't, if it's, for instance, say Anthony Daniels said, I don't know how to ride a motorcycle, and they go, well, we'll give you a trike.
He's like, okay, I can do that.
It's a happy accident, you know? But
so they,
are they cool, though? I mean, they're not big now.
They're not cool.
You see a lot more of them now.
They're never cool, Michael.
I didn't think they were cool.
Guys that probably rode, that have rode too much and that, you know, want to keep riding.
You're breaking down.
I think
your body's breaking down. Correct. That's what I've noticed, is it's usually somebody who's having health issues.
Yeah, they're breaking down, or it's blowing up.
It's a little harder. So they're grooving on, again, with like really cheesy rock music, and they're driving. To go figure this out, but they go to check out the bike,
and Audie's telling him, like,
look in the gas tank. He's like, where's the foot? He's like, I swear it was right there. And he's
perhaps
like,
it walked off.
Let's see. Dude, it's just ridiculous.
It's just a really bad humor.
He checked the tank for the blood, and he's like, and I love, he looks at it, he goes, oh, I can't see. Better push it in the light.
Yeah, into the
flashlight.
Or like a, you know, you have
anything.
Anything. A fluorescent light in your garage to work on stuff, right?
Yeah.
So no, they try to push the bike into the light, and of course, that ain't happening.
It bites his fingers off.
It takes his fingers completely off.
Which I kept wondering, did he hurt himself?
The shifter comes down on his fingers and takes his fingers off.
I can picture you going like, oh, that wouldn't happen. Break them.
Actually, that was the break.
That's when this movie lost me.
Oh, was it? That's when it was?
The talking poop in the mouth. And he says we need a general all-purpose exorcism. He's got this in his toolkit. Because he doesn't have specified. Yeah, he's like, we don't know. And he mentions Baphomet and Aramond. And at that point, I was going, dude, no, it's Aramond or whatever.
He's talking about the hierarchy of demons, how there's an infantry, and then there's the officers, and there's the Baphomet and the Alamont. Like, these are the bigger ones.
This is stuff I didn't learn in Catholic. I mean, they might have had me more interested in going to Catholic school if they were talking about this.
They didn't teach any
stuff.
Of that stuff in religion.
No. It was all just, stupid. You know, you're going to hell.
Either way, they're back. They're talking. They go to the hospital, and like, Kim, you're not crazy. Even though Naughty's been gaslighting you this entire movie. You're not crazy. This is a possession. This is a vampire possession. So he's like, gives her the crucifix, blah, blah, blah. Like, you need to hang on to this.
Bunch of garlic. There's throwing stars later. After that, they go he's getting his weapons out, and he has the throwing stars, which, again, it's 91, but throwing stars were so huge in the 80s. Like, we all had throwing stars. So I went, is this still a riff? Like, did they think this was cool?
Throwing stars are always cool.
They are, but I'm telling you, in the 80s, we all had throwing stars.
You had one? You just,
I had
in
several.
Your back pocket at all times. Throwing star,
pow. We had them. I had a cool 8-pointed one. That was my favorite one I had. And but we didn't know how to throw them. We'd throw them like baseballs, and we'd just like be whipping them at trees mostly. But yeah, 80s were a thing, because you had a lot of ninja stuff in the 80s.
That's true, which tied into the Ninja Turtles movie that came out very soon after this. So they go and they stock up. They're getting garlic. They're getting crosses, holy water, crucifixes, throwing stars with the Lord on it.
It's the cross. It's a crucifix. Beautiful. And he says, what are those for? And the priest looks, and there's a fly buzzing around, and he throws it, and you think, oh, he got the fly. But then the fly is still buzzing.
Of course it is.
And Naughty kind of chuckles. You go, whimsical humor. You dumb priest. Any hoodle.
So any hoodle. That's getting cut. So they're like, okay, we're going. And this time, the priest doesn't take his bike. They're both on the same motorcycle. I don't know why they did that.
Well, he did have no fingers. He must, you know, that might have been part of it.
Oh yeah, but Naughty could have rode it, unless he's very particular about his chopper trike. Either way, they're on a bike.
But the
Norton vampire can sense that they're coming, and what two vampires or Dracula has control over? Bats, familiars. Guess what a motorcycle is. A familiar. Bike stops out of nowhere.
So they have to bus it.
They're literally covered in garlic and axes and like, oh, guess we're going to have to take a bus. And they jump on, you know, the typical double-decker red English bus. And and they get there. They finally make it. And it's sun's setting, I believe. right?
Yes, because they're hustling because they're trying to beat the sun going down,
mm-hmm.
and the bus makes it a little late.
It makes it a little too late, and you're as the whole thing is going on, you see like the sun slowly setting, them approaching. They get to the garage, they get in there, they get all the ritual items out. It's taking some time. They're rolling everything out. He lights a candle, puts it on top of the motorcycle. He's got his garlic out. He's got his holy water. You see the sun finally set, and all of a sudden, the exorcism is about to happen.
And you know what's about to happen now? Dark and jammy. It's a dark sour ale with blackcurrant, pomegranate,
ooh,
and plum.
Nice, nice.
Dark and jammy, like the blood that's been spilled.
The blood that's
been
spilled.
There's a lot of blood spilled in this one.
A lot of blood, and it's very jammy. Very jammy. Let's get into this beer, though, real quick.
Cheers.
Cheers. Not over tart. Most of the time you hit some of these sours are just way too tart. This is really, really nice. Nothing crazy.
Yeah,
the currant and the pomegranate are really nice in there.
Yeah.
Really, really nice.
Yeah, the plum is subtle, but it's really the black currant and pomegranate. The pomegranate's where we're getting most of the tart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this one is really approachable.
They do several, and they're always very drinkable.
Yeah, kind this is great.
Bright, I call tart more than sour.
You know, we're going to need some brightness in this dark thing that's about to happen. So priest is starting the ceremony. He's starting to speak Latin. The wind's picking up in the garage. Naughty looks terrified as shit.
And the bike takes a pipe wrench and just launches it at the priest and hits him in the head.
Yeah, well, multiple things are happening. Like, the wind's picking up, right? There's all this weird shit. There's a bunch of hay blowing around, and for some reason, like, where did this hay come from?
I have no idea.
Seriously, like, hay everywhere.
Yeah. Why would you throw that down on the floor to soak up oil?
That's not a bad idea.
I don't think they were thinking that. I think they just thought, what could we have flying around? We need stuff to fly around.
I like
around.
How the wrench hitting. I have my notes. Wrench hits 3PO in the face.
Yeah. I mean, just launches a pipe wrench in his dome.
Yeah, there's things being thrown around. Because the bike.
The priest literally gets crucified.
He gets crucified. All of a sudden, his arms are getting pulled to each side. I'm like, oh, I know where this is going. He gets crucified. He gets a wire crown. Barbed wire gets wrapped around his head. He gets nails or screwdrivers through his hands. And then all of a sudden, it's crescending, it's getting crazy. And all of a sudden, you hear this angelic noise comes on, and then all of a sudden, it gets super bright where priest is. I love we can just call him priest now. And all of a sudden, the wounds on his hands are gone, and he is free from the crucifixion.
It's beatific.
And all of a sudden, he's done it. He's like, that's okay. I've done it.
He has this look of serenity and like success and victory.
Yeah. And Naughty's like, is that it?
It's clear. Like Naughty is not a religious fellow.
No, not at all. He has no idea. So it's the bike has settled down. Everything's gone. It's gone quiet and easy. And he's like, I just got to put some holy water on this bike to purify it. And we're done with this thing.
Oops.
Not a good idea. Water hits.
Because he did say, he mentions demons, but he's doing the general all-purpose exorcism, and he says if we don't have the right one for the right demon, all hell could break loose.
And guess what happens? All hell breaks loose.
It just starts growing spikes.
Spikes are coming out. It's getting crazy. These guys they're like, oh crap! Like we messed up. Like the holy water like melts into the bike, which then replaces it with these horrible arrows and. There's other weird, like, fangs almost coming out of it as well.
And it's gone.
The dudes are like, we're out of here. Yeah. We thought we did this. We're out of here. So they run out of the garage. They take a crucifix to barricade the door. Priest goes, he's like, I'm going to go for help. He's like, they're not going to believe you. Like, you're naughty. You're a stupid biker. Like, they're not going to believe a priest, you know?
But yeah, because if a priest runs in and says, there's a vampire motorcycle aboot.
Aboot. Well, now we're Canadian all of a sudden. Yeah. I know, right? So either way, they run up, yeah. They run off. Naughty takes off. Priest goes elsewhere to go get help, right?
And Naughty steals a police bike at this point.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
The policeman's all talking to his mom.
Was it his mom?
I thought it was his mom.
His mom or his wife, but he's getting it. He's getting
like,
an earful.
I'll make more time. I'm sorry. It's just a late night. I can't help, you know,
see,
I can't
I
help
that
my
was
schedule.
His lady. I thought it was more of his, yeah, because he's getting an earful. And
the cop sees Naughty jumping on his bike, and he's like, you son of, that's my bike!
He
grabs onto the bike, and Naughty's driving off with this dude hanging off the bike.
You're under arrest for stealing a bike and resisting arrest!
Blah, 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 blah.
And then he gets knocked off.
He eventually gets knocked off. The Norton almost kills him, though. He doesn't die. He gets knocked off, but he doesn't die. Yeah,
interestingly, he does. I don't think the cop dies.
No, he doesn't. But the bike goes ripping through, though. Or no, is it the bike, or is it Naughty goes by the cops? The next great scene in the movie. Yeah. The sensual hot dog eating cops.
So weird.
Right?
It's a male and female cop. They're listening to some weird romantic song and eating pastry and just looking at each other. Like,
it was a hot dog. Wasn't it a hot dog?
I thought it was pastry.
No, those are hot dogs.
I have lover cops eating pastries.
I've got one of those hot dogs eating brats.
It was an eclair.
It looked like a brat. We got to rewatch this again.
I'm telling you, I'm saying pastry.
Okay, I'm saying brat. We'll let you know how this goes in the comments.
You're going to have to go watch the movie to find out.
And whoever loses has to buy either the person either a pastry or a brat, depending on what it is. Cheers.
That's a win-win situation.
I agree, bud.
You know. Yes. And I think Naughty goes by first.
I think Naughty does go by first. Chase him. Yeah, the Norton's chasing him. He's like, I'm trying to kill Naughty now.
Oh, no. Because it's the Norton, because they chase the Norton, and then it drives down the wall. Remember, they chase it up to the top of a parking lot.
That's about to happen. Yeah, the priest eventually comes to the cops. It's the Norton
that they end up chasing.
Okay, it was the Norton. So the Norton, yeah. And priest makes it to the cops, and he's explaining everything. And they're like, and of course, Detective
Cleaver
is like, I know all about this. Ugh, garlic breath everywhere. Everyone's like, Jesus Christ, man, get a mint. And so the nurse, we go back to Kim, who's still up in the hospital, and the nurse is like, "What's all this garlic doing here?" And she starts taking it off. Right?
She doesn't call it garlic. That's another great thing.
What does she call it?
She's like, "What is this weird stuff?" Like, she doesn't know what garlic is. God. So I think it's making fun of, like, quote unquote British cuisine always gets ragged on. I think it is. Like, they're like, it's just boiled meat and potatoes. And so it's like, this woman, garlic is so exotic, she does, what's this awful smelling stuff? And it's clearly garlic.
Yeah, very much garlic.
I think
garlic.
It's taking a poke at,
very much,
you know,
garlic.
The
no,
simple...
that's probably exactly what they're doing.
And then Kim's going, don't do that. And she goes, well, let's take this off. And she's like, no, I want to keep my crucifix on. No.
She's like, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
This woman just doesn't care.
She's, you know, she's not being very...
she's a bully.
She's kind of a
jerk. I kept thinking maybe she was being controlled by the vampire.
No, because he wasn't there. That's not a familiar.
I know.
It's not a motorcycle.
But I was, well, he was seducing Kim at one point.
Yeah,
so.
Because she was next to him, though.
I know. I was trying to make excuses for this mean nurse.
Either way.
You know.
That's fine. Don't make excuses. But she's a bully pants.
But she does. She makes Kim take her stuff off. She's going to give her a bath. So Kim is not protected.
Sure. Kim's not protected. And the pastry brat eating cops are chasing the motorcycle, which they chase to the top of a parking ramp. And then it starts scaling. They're like, it's on the top of it. And all of a sudden, you see it going over the edge. And the cops are like, what's going on? And they look down and they're like, and they're calling. They call back to dispatch. I'm like, we got a motorcycle scaling the hospital right now. What's that all about?
Without a
driver. And we know exactly what that's all about. Garlic's been taken off the windows. Crucifix been removed. Boom. Motorcycle Norton crashes through the hospital window. Rah, coming. He's coming to get Kim because he needs to finish the job. Right,
and some poor nurse is just pushing a cart, and it goes, I'm gonna push the cart against you.
The cart's going, the cart's
probably
going
the best
you.
Effect of the whole thing. Is when it cuts her in half.
It was pretty good. It was very good.
That
actually
wasn't bad.
Now we're starting to see after he pins her to the wall, the forks actually finally we see any sort of resemblance of vampire teeth come out. These two tubes come out of the fork,
okay,
that are going through her throat. So like, oh, cool.
I have to ask you.
A vampire.
Okay, I have to ask you. At any point did you think about it and go, the writers of this, they said at some point, we have to figure out, how does this thing have fangs to drink blood? How do we have it have fangs?
And it's at the very end of the movie.
Yeah, and finally, it was almost like they did a rewrite. They said, I got an idea. Comes out of the forks, just these pointies, and those could be the teeth, because you got to have it.
Yeah. There's nothing else that's been vampiric about this. It's just been like a demon motorcycle is all it's been.
Yeah.
Vampires don't use bow and arrows.
I think they would have had an easier go if they called it, I bought a demon motorcycle.
Yeah, but there's something about vampires that are just so cool.
There really is.
It's great. But yeah, she gets cut in half.
This inspired Francis Ford Coppola to do, because I think that came out the year after this.
Do what?
To do Dracula, Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, this.
This was a huge inspiration.
It's like, I need to get Gary Oldman. I've got the greatest cast ever.
He was sitting there watching this.
If they can get C-3PO, I can get Anthony, and I can get everybody.
Exactly. And they call up George Lucas, and George Lucas was like, no, you can't have Anthony Daniels.
Yeah. Oh, so sad. So the head nurse shows up, and she's like, oh, my God.
I kind of wish it would have been her that got.
Well, of course,
out.
We all wanted that, but that didn't happen. The bike eventually finds that after killing this poor nurse, the bike. Oh, actually, how does Kim get saved? She grabs the crucifix.
The crucifix and the bike books it.
Finds the head gang member. Oh, which is a great way to kill him. So it's just like it's killed every gang member. It just chases it
Roach.
Down. It chases him down. He hits a car, flies over the car, through a window, into a coffin. Coffin closes. Game over. He's dead.
Dump the dump.
They're dead.
Because those coffin, companies are all over the place.
Correct.
A coinky dink.
It's just so great.
It's ridiculous.
God.
And then it finds Naughty by the river. Like, I don't know what Naughty's doing.
He's having
point.
A heater. He's like stressed out, man. He's like, I gotta have me a heater. Yeah, or it was a joint, one of the two, but he was smoking. He's like, I gotta have a smoke.
He was smoking, but I don't get what he was doing at this point. He's just off by the water and the bike comes to get him and gets stuck and
it pushes it into the water.
It
charges at him
and gets
stuck.
Somehow he thinks this is it. He thinks, I just figured it out.
Then he lights another heater. Afterwards, he's just smoking.
I'm gonna have a break.
Yeah, and then you see the red lights. You see the headlight under the water and you're like, oh, of course it's still alive. And he doesn't see it at all. He's just smoking. Like,
he's walking. He's. I'm having my victory smoke.
Yeah. He's. We're done.
Yeah. Naughty wins.
No. So the Norton, of course, emerges out of the water, blah, about to attack. Cop shows up. Detective Cleaver shows up with everybody.
Everyone's in the car, and Naughty just runs by screaming. Save me! Save me!
The priest is like, you should have this crucifix, and Cleaver's like, does it shoot? Turns it sideways like it's a gun.
Yeah, because another guy who doesn't
know religion. Yeah. I have no idea. So Naughty's running off, and they're like, "Cool, Naughty." Like, I guess I don't know. They don't really. Like, they're in pursuit to chase him, right?
He runs to a gym.
He runs to a gym
in the middle of the night.
Yeah, they're all doing just weird workouts, all sorts of different. All these dudes, and they're like, and he comes in and he's just frantic, screaming, "We gotta barricade the doors! We gotta barricade the doors! It's coming for us! Kill everything!"
And what time of day is it?
It's got to be like 2 o'clock in the morning,
right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no like
dark.
It's dark. It's dark. Just like this amazing Cambodian cowboy.
Oof! This is the final beer.
This is the final beer. Four beers
for that final for the final showdown.
It's the final frontier, baby.
Mm. Yeah. So it's a Cambodian coffee inspired stout, coffee beans, palm sugar, and lactose. My guess is
palm sugar. What's up?
Inspired by Cambodian coffee, this stout is chocolatey and roasty with an easy sweetness and creamy texture.
The lactose makes sense, Cambodian, like coffees or like...
I have had a few Asian coffees countries, and I think they load... They like milk, sugar,
milk tea.
Sweet.
Think of like milk teas and stuff like that from that
they
part
sweet
of the...
it up.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is great.
Oh, it's just,
how do you like this?
It's really nice. It's smooth. It's got a cool nose to it. It is. It's very, very nice.
Yeah, this is good. I'd been down previously, and this wasn't out yet. And then when I contacted them and said, hey, I'm going to be going back and want to pair your stuff with this movie, and he said, I'll take care of you. So I went down, and this was out. So this had just come out. Had a taste. I'm like, I got to taste it. So I tasted it, and he's like, here you go. He's like, I'm going to give you a few different things. And I think this was a nice tasting, a nice way to set it up with the Goldie, the Alt, the Sour.
Yeah.
And you got to finish with this. You're not going to start. If you start your tasting with a stout.
No.
You're probably doing a stout tasting.
Exactly. You start and finish with stouts. But a stout at the end is really nice. And it's
cheers.
Very enjoyable. Thank you. Again, Three Weavers. Great stuff.
You take this out of the fridge. You grab a Goldie. You drink the Goldie.
You mow your lawn.
Yeah.
You drink the Goldie.
You drink the Goldie, and by the time you're done with that, this thing will be at the right temp. Because you do, it's like if this was right out of the fridge, you're going to lose a lot of that roast and
the
flavor.
Yeah.
It opens up. Good stuff.
Opens up just like this door opens up when the Norton smashes it, because these guys are like, you're insane. Naughty's trying to barricade this place.
And they're going, what are you doing? What are you doing? He's like, it's me bike.
He's like, go.
Can imagine, you just think some methed out biker guy.
Exactly. Is what he looks like at this point in the movie. Because he's been running around, he's sweating.
Just yelling.
Just nasty, weird
vampire
stuff.
Vampire bike.
Yeah, so the motorcycle breaks in, and there's this great scene of it just chasing people around the room. And they're just, it's doing these like amazing 90 degree turns, which you cannot do on a motorcycle.
No. Or,
either way, it's popping its wheelie. It's got its blades out on the forks. It's got its vampire teeth sticking out.
And guys like hit it and then they apologize to it. Like, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, because
I have a bike.
Like one guy said that. Well, because it corners him. He's like, yeah. You're next, buddy. Yeah. It's like, no, I'm sorry. My Kawasaki. Yeah. We got to talk. I mean, we should talk about really briefly how I think this is the only British bike I've seen in the movie is the Norton, which was really bizarre. Just to throw that out there, like they were all choppers. So they're all Kawasaki's. There's a couple Harleys.
But that's something you see here, too.
Correct.
You know,
correct. Yeah. But you'd think over in England, there'd be British bikes everywhere.
It's like sometimes you don't want.
You're going against the Norton. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want what's provided. You're like, I want the thing that's out there.
Correct.
You know? So maybe that's part of it. I don't know the history of bikers in England.
So evades the Norton. They're just hitting it with different things. It kills one of the bodybuilders. Oh, good God. Of course it's going to kill a bodybuilder. Who cares? Eventually it comes to a part where Naughty starts smashing the headlight in, like, oh, I'm going to get you. And he's beating it. And it finally just falls over. And you think Naughty just beat the headlight in, which you think would be like a focal or a vulnerable point, right? Because
how
it's
many endings.
I think this is number three.
This is, this movie has like way too many endings.
Spoiler alert. He did not kill the vampire motorcycle. So he smashes this thing and everybody shows up. Oh, thank God. It's all over. The priest, Cleaver and Kim all show up. Oh, it's all over. It's all over. And the bodybuilders are kind of all around the bike. And all of a sudden, boom, Norton pops back up, wheeling, doing the wheelies from hell.
Blows one of the guys.
Dude,
apart.
Multiple dudes. There's like, body parts that just go flying everywhere. I'm like, what the hell? The bodybuilder throws a weight at it. This is the guy that's like, I'm so sorry. I've got a bike too. And no, of course it goes up and gets him with the cops tries to stop it and gets cornered by the bike. And what does he do? The only thing that he can do is on it. His garlic breath.
Yeah.
His garlic breath.
And the bike goes, ah,
oh God, garlic, gross. So the bike backs off and it's like, oh my God, are you kidding? He's literally fighting it with his bad garlic breath right now.
And Naughty runs into the room with the sun lamp. Because I guess
spoiler alert number five from Michael today. So
I said spoiler alert at the top. That's what you do. You drop a spoiler alert at the top of the episode. And that covers you the rest.
Oh, really? One goes the entire way?
I don't know. Do you go around starting at, you know, a podcast like halfway through? I don't.
Fair enough.
I usually start at the beginning.
I've never done this before. The Norton's coming. Goes for Naughty. And he finally gets him cornered with the fangs are coming out, whatever. Oh, God, the fangs are coming out. And he's in a random room. And what do bodybuilders like? They like body image. They like to look good, sculpted. They also like to tan.
Exactly.
And guess what's in this room? Michael already said it. A bunch of tanning beds or tanning lights. There's just tanning lights. Yeah.
You just picture someone standing under it.
Exactly. I'd probably want to lay down.
I don't really want to be in one.
They might just hug.
I've kind of got really like white skin.
So yeah, tanning lights are in there. Cordis, fangs are coming in and he's Cleaver and the priest and Kim show up and he's like, no, turn the lights, plug the lights in. So they plug the lights in, giant tanning bed lights. They turn him towards the bike, and of course the bike's, oh, God, no, not that. Bike starts doing circles. It's just up doing a wheelie, doing crazy wheelies, but just sitting in one spot doing circles, like, ah, the lights, you know. So they blast it with the tanning bed lights, which is sunlight.
And the bike melts.
It really just turns into a puddle of nothing.
Yeah.
Well, not completely. The bike does not completely melt.
Is it the gas cap? What part survives?
No, we'll see at the very end of the movie here. Because we're not done yet. Because it comes back for a 17th time. I'm kidding. It does not. Yeah, the tank survives.
Yes, it's the tank.
So they've got the bikes there. Okay. And of course, we have to have another horrible British joke at the end of it. And oh, God, you killed it.
It's a Norton Commando.
Norton Commando as well. They're always so reliable. Come on.
I know. I wrote that too.
Did you do it?
And I'm like, John really is going to want to say that.
Of course.
It's funny. They're usually so reliable.
And then they break the what does he call it? The wall.
The fourth wall.
They break the fourth wall. They all look at the camera. And they're like, it's always so reliable. I'm like, oh my God, come on.
Yeah.
It's great. And again, a Naughty lies for the fourth time. They're like, how much did you pay for this bike again? He's like, oh, $600. Like, come on, dude. So the end of the movie. We're finally here. We're going to finish this amazing Cambodian cowboy. And this podcast.
I really like this beer.
It's very, very nice. Very, very nice. The last scene.
They're together. They're still together. She's still with him after all of this. She's just a pig of a human.
He's a great, great, great guy. So he's...
I don't know that. I haven't seen it. There must be something he does, like, in the scenes we don't see.
You know what it is?
He takes her out for a fine dinner.
He's funny, Michael. He's funny, and women love comedy. They like to laugh. So they're in the garage. Naughty's got a different bike. They're clean. Everything's great. She's got a cup of tea for them. They're just hanging out. And the Norton tank is still there, though. It's on his workbench. And he's cleaning it up. He cuts his hand. Oh, Christ. Of course he cuts his hand.
Dude, it seems like a brutal cut.
It's bad.
It seems really nasty.
And
it's an oily rag.
He uses an oily rag, and he soaks up the blood. And he hangs the towel above the Norton tank. And he's like, well, that's it. That's it for the night. Let's go inside. And
he makes a crude remark about her breasts.
No, he does not make a crude remark. He makes an amazing, funny joke that women would love. I laughed when I heard it. Have I ever showed you how to weigh a pair of tits, is what he says. Of course he's going to use his hands, Michael. Blood falls onto the Norton Commando tank. The towel off of the hanging apparatus. It just sucks drama. Right into it.
Throwing some drama.
Sucks the towel into it, closes the petrol cap. Game over.
Yeah. We're set up. We're set up for the sequel.
You know what? And we need to talk to these guys and see if we can get the Vampire Motorcycle sequel.
Wait, there wasn't one?
No, there should be. 34 years later, 2024, we're doing it right now.
It'd be 33 years, but, you know, at that point.
It's 1990.
I thought it was 91.
That's okay. That's what I'm here for.
That's the end. That's the end of that one.
Well, or is it the beginning of the second one?
You picked this one. This is the point. This is the point in the podcast. We finished talking about the movie. We've had the beers. Would you recommend this movie?
Yes. I think I could recommend this movie to people that that enjoy something just completely ridiculous. Because this, I mean, I've watched it so many times now. And I think the first time watching it, I was just like, oh, this is weird. You know, this is weird, but it's also funny. And it's the multiple views that give you those like weird little quips that you're just like, oh God, this is actually kind of funny.
Or you see the Chinese, you know, a restaurant is called Fu King.
I mean, I knew that right away.
You'd miss that because I was the one who told you. I told you. Did you notice that? You said,
I'm
no,
like, yeah,
I
didn't. It's Dave's Asian market. Yeah.
Okay. So you're a yes.
I'm happy. I'm happy to own this. I'm happy that we both own this. And I would say yes. If you like motorcycles, horrible comedy, and vampires, maybe vampires are just kind of a hit or miss on this.
That's incidental.
And if you like C-3PO, you should definitely watch this movie. How would you recommend this movie? Would you say this is a B movie, hit or miss?
I mean, as a movie, it's hard to argue that this is a good movie. This is a pretty bad movie. However, come on, buddy.
I agree. I totally agree. It's horrible.
But like you said, what it is to me is it's one of those drinking movies. Like if you get together, you're not going to sit down like date night. You're not going to sit down by yourself and go, man, I'm just got a tough day. I'm going to watch. I think this is a group, you and some friends, you're hanging out, you're drinking, you play like, you know, anytime you hear, you know, Cleaver's theme, like you do that, you take a drink, that kind of thing. Like you're drinking, having fun, maybe smoking weed, and you're just having a good time. I will say, honestly, like if I'm looking at this, like structurally, just as a film, it's an hour and 40 minutes. And I think that's too long. Dead seriously, this movie should be 90 minutes or less.
Yeah, for sure.
It should not break the 90-minute barrier. And I kept, like, with the repeated viewings, I kept seeing...
That's what the fast-forward button's
like,
for.
Well, like, moments where I go, yeah, this could have been cut. You know, this scene of them on a bike driving doesn't need to be there. I started seeing, like, where I would have edited this because I think it needs to be shortened.
Yeah.
It's too long. That is one thing I found.
How many endings were there again? Yeah.
The bike is supposed to be quote unquote dead like five times.
It's so reliable though, which is also the joke at the
end. But it's ridiculous. There's so much, and I guess it's that British humor, which is kind of fun to try to figure that out.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a drinking movie. It's a group movie that you have to watch.
It's something you put on at a party in the background.
Not a lot of movies where a talking poop jumps out of a toilet into someone's mouth.
That's probably the only one ever.
So, yeah, that's where I'm at. It's a group drinking movie. That's what it is. You know,
agreed. Agreed.
I'm glad you brought it because it is goofy.
Oh, it's
so I'm glad because I'd never seen it, never heard of it. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, and that, I mean that's why I follow and love listening to these podcasts because it does bring movies out that I've never seen. I probably never will see.
Well, there have been times that I've straight up said, you know, I watch this a bunch so you don't have to. Like when a movie's really bad, if you listen to this, you don't have to go watch it.
Fair enough. Yeah. But then you've been warned.
Yeah. Three Weavers.
Three Weavers. Amazing. It's nice to have this. I don't think it's in Iowa, but when LA is in Iowa, it shows up, which is cool.
I will say across the river in Illinois, I saw it in a variety pack.
They did have it at Family. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, there was one of their beers was in a variety pack of beers, but they do great stuff. So cool. They've been good. They've always been supportive, and I've known them for years. They're good people. In Englewood, if you're ever in the area, great place to stop. They have good stuff, and they're good people. So thank you so much, guys. I think that about wraps this up.
I think you're right. I think it's been wrapped.
Remember to subscribe, like, and follow, and leave a comment and a review wherever you can. Thank you so much. I'm Michael.
And I'm John.
I'm a man.